This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. A few years ago, a lot of young graduates from good colleges were struggling to decide which job offer to take. Now, many are just plain struggling. A growing number are resorting to a solution previous generations might have considered unthinkable. They're moving back in with their parents. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports the sluggish job market is only one of the reasons.
Like many parents, Abby Vernon's folks refinished their basement so the kids would have a place to hang out.
My parents have always wanted to get to know my friends, to know who I'm hanging out with, and wanted them to come here and feel comfortable coming here.
They got their wish. Abby's high school friends are still coming here. Clayton Rako is one of them. He's known Abby since the fourth grade.
It would be unusual for us to be apart. At least three or four of us would be together on any given night of the week.
That's true, even though Abby, Clayton, and their friends graduated from high school and went off to college years ago and got their diplomas this past spring. Now, in their early 20s, they are all living at home. This is increasingly common, according to Jeff Taylor, founder of the job placement service Monster.com, which tracks college grads and their careers.
We did some polling, and one of the amazing things is that 63% of the students moved back home with their parents after they graduated this year.
That's roughly what David Morrison found in his surveys as well. He's president of 20-something Inc., a consulting and trend forecasting firm.
It is a staggering number, a mind-blowing number if you think about it. And it really is, without question, changing the landscape of the American family. You have people that are 21, 22, 23, maybe 24 years of age moving back home, and a majority of those people planning on staying at home longer than 6 months.
And not even minding it. Morrison says college grads were also showing up on their parents' doorsteps during the last recession, but it was different then.
There was a definite stigma of moving back home that took place back in 90/91, in the sense that the child often felt like a failure, that they had to move back home, the parents often felt like they had failed their child, and nobody really talked about it.
Now, he says, the stigma is gone. Abby Vernon, her friends, and their parents are happy to talk about their living arrangements. The 20-somethings crowd around the living room. Their parents occasionally lean in from the dining room to offer their own explanations. Abby's dad, Mark, says things are a lot tougher today than they were when he graduated.
I think people who are not looking for jobs, people who have had jobs and are in a steady routine, and people who don't have college-age graduate kids, are totally and completely unaware how tough a job market it is today.
Abby Vernon's boyfriend, John Cruikshank, points out that when he started at the University of Virginia, the average business school graduate got 7 job offers. Now it's down to 0.5 offers per grad. Cruikshank says his own search has been grueling.
It's just a continually evolving process that apparently has no end to it.
But half the grads in the room actually have jobs. They're living at home not because they absolutely have to survive, but because it just seems to make sense. Kristen Massaro is working at a temp agency and doesn't know how long her job will last. Plus, she just bought a car.
It's really nice to stay at home and save money that you would be paying on rent and putting it to your car and not having to worry about rent.
Tanaz Sharzad actually has a good job with a defense consulting firm. But she, too, wants to save for a nice place of her own.
So I could eventually buy a place within like a year and a half, and make a good down payment and buy instead of lease.
Desiree Joy was working as a bartender. It wasn't the kind of job she'd hoped for.
And now I'm looking for a job, sort of, with my major.
Not very hard.
That's Desiree's dad, Ed Joy.
She has it made at home. All these kids have it made at home.
Basically, these college grads agree. It's not just that they like the cars and free groceries and big-screen TVs, either. They actually seem to enjoy their parents. Here are Kristen Massaro, Sarah Lungeva, and Desiree Joy.
I think we all have pretty much, like, really fun families. Like, all our parents get along. We hang out with our parents. We party with them. So it's not like you have to hide stuff from your parents. So I think that makes it a lot better.
We're very open. All of us are very open with our parents and have great relationships with all of them. So,
they enjoy having us here. It increases their social life greatly.
What is going on here? Jeffrey Jensen Arnett, a professor at the University of Maryland who's just written a book about young adulthood, says this generation is less oppositional than its predecessors.
There's not the whole student counterculture and anti-war movement and all the things that tended to be the basis of conflicts between parents and their children in the late 60s and early 70s.
And yes, there's something else. Those kids who used to have trouble getting along with their parents are now the parents.
Parents are cooler now than they used to be. At least they think they are. They listen more to young people's music, and they dress more in young people's fashion. They don't want to be set apart from them the way that parents used to have this clear role, and there was a certain boundary there that you didn't cross between parents and children, a lot of things you didn't talk about, and now that's mostly erased.
Arnett says when it comes to kids wanting to take their time and explore various options, today's parents can relate in ways their parents probably couldn't.
I think for the World War II generation, my father's generation, work was not necessarily supposed to be fun or enjoyable. The goal was to find something that would enable you to survive economically and support your family. But I think beginning with the baby boomers and continuing through this generation of emerging adults, they want it to be more. They want it to be an expression of their identities.
So many of today's baby boomer parents are prepared to be patient while their kids hold out for a good job, not just the first one they can find. And there have been other changes. Families are smaller, so there's more space in the empty nest. And the average age of marriage has climbed by 5 years since 1960. Parents like Abby Vernon's find themselves making some unusual accommodations. Abby lives in her old room. Her boyfriend, John Cruikshank, has moved into her brother's old room right down the hall.
He's helped out my parents at their business. He's helped out my dad moving things around or painting or grouting or putting light bulbs in. And I think, you know, it's given my parents a better respect for my relationship.
On this particular day, John has been helping Mrs. Vernon with the housekeeping.
Were you vacuuming?
Yes. Twice, actually. She came home and made me do it over again.
Living at home's not entirely friction-free. Some of the 20-somethings say they worry about their parents waiting up for them when they come home at 3 a.m. Sarah Longavis says her mom does occasionally lapse into acting like a mom, like the time the phone was ringing. They have caller ID. It was some guy Sarah had met in a bar. She didn't pick up.
I had no intentions on talking to him, and she was like, well, that's just not nice, and just proceeded to lecture me on who I should be talking to.
Tanaj Sharzad had an awkward moment recently with her mom as well. She arrived home in her business suit after working an especially long day and started taking her dinner out of the refrigerator to warm it up.
And she was like, not in your suit, you don't. You have to go to your room and change first and then come out and warm your food up. And I just looked at her like, okay, sure, Mom. So I went to my room, changed my clothes like a good little girl, and then I realized I had to move out.
Parent Ed Joyce, skeptical.
I don't think they'll ever leave.
But he says he's not about to turn up the pressure. Neither is Abby's father, Mark Vernon.
Perhaps we are only continuing a bad habit of spoiling them like we have when they were younger, but there are kids that are the only ones we've got. That's what we do, we're parents.
And they're cool. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.